Here is what's going on the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday. Tough day for the San Diego Padres. They lose to the Colorado Rockies 8-6. Game at Coors Field, one of those Twilight Zone games. Justin Morneau crashes a two-run home run in the 10th inning. Earlier, Troy Tulowitzki, Corey Dickerson homered. Padres hit three home runs but wound up losing the game. Weird day. Manager Buddy Black won two back-to-back instant replay challenges in the first inning on stolen bases when the umpires blew the call. He won both of them. Catcher Rene Rivera threw out three Rockies base runners. Rockies turned in a triple play, and the Padres turned into a double play in a play that wound up with a rundown. Meanwhile, off the field, Andrew Kashner, MRI exam on his ailing tender elbow will determine whether or not he needs cortisone shot. He does not think he has ligament damage in the elbow, and it gets worse. Carlos Quentin, on the field for just five games for the Padres, limps off the base paths yesterday, will be re-examined today. Aside from the Padre loss to the Rockies, Dodgers got beat again in Arizona. Eric Chavez, two-run home run. Cody Ross, solo home run. Yasiel Puig, 16-game hitting streak ends. Angels got two home runs from Albert Pujols. They beat Tampa Bay. Halos have won eight of their last 10, and they're doing this without Josh Hamilton. They are rolling. And the hottest team in Major League Baseball has the Old English D on the front of their jersey. Detroit goes into Boston, sweeps the Red Sox at Fenway Park. Tigers have won 11 in a row on the road. NBA basketball, Indiana Pacers shock Miami. Game one, NBA Eastern Finals yesterday. Paul George stuns the Heat with a 24-point performance. Miami scored a lot of points, did not play any defense. Tonight, this will be a doozy in the NBA West Finals. San Antonio opens the series with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Big matchup. Kawhi Leonard, the San Diego State Aztec, will tee off against Kevin Durant, the high-scoring Oak City forward. And then the matchup in the backcourt, Tony Parker against Russell Westbrook. New York Knickerbockers beginning a search for a head coach after losing Steve Kerr to the Golden State Warriors. Met over the weekend with longtime Laker, Clipper, and journeyman coach Mike Dunleavy. Meanwhile, Utah's asked for permission to interview Quinn Snyder, former college coach. He might be the guy for their job because John Stockton evidently not interested in coaching. In NFL football, first weekend of minicamps have come and gone. Everybody got a look at their rookie draft picks. Michael Sam, the Rams' first-round draft pick, is drawing some fire and criticism because he's spending so much time doing stuff off the field rather than just on the field. Sam, if you remember, came out of the closet, announced he was homosexual before the NFL draft. Raiders very impressed with Derek Carr, quarterback of the future, made all types of throws. Meanwhile, Houston, Jadeveon Clowney, the kid from South Carolina, number one pick in the draft, being moved from defensive end to outside linebacker. Johnny Manziel showed a lot of swagger. Johnny Manziel, pretty impressive first workout for the Cleveland Browns. And Teddy Bridgewater, late first-round draft pick, quarterback out of Louisville with the Minnesota Vikings, wow factor. Really picked up a lot of stuff the first weekend under Coach Norv Turner. NHL hockey, Chicago Blackhawks defense choked off the LA Kings 3-1 to win first game of their NHL Western Conference Finals. Montreal goaltender Carey Price missed practice yesterday. Huge question as to whether or not he'll be ready for Game 2 of the Montreal Canadiens series against the New York Rangers. The Rangers bombed the Habs 7-2 in their first game. Doctors are refusing comment amidst reports coming out of Russia that Alexander Ovechkin suffered a possible broken leg. Washington Capitals player playing in the World Hockey Championships. Horse racing, there could be trouble on the horizon. California Chrome, the Kentucky Derby winner, won the Preakness at Pimlico. However, in the state of New York, it is illegal to wear a breathing patch across the nose. The New York Racing Commission has to determine whether they will let California Chrome wear that at the Belmont. If not, the owners say they may not go for the Triple Crown. They may yank the horse out of the race. NASCAR Charlotte All-Star Weekend, Jamie McMurray dominates, wins the $1 million prize this past weekend in Charlotte. Indy 500 qualifying, Ed Carpenter runs a hot lap at 231 miles an hour at sunset to grab the pole for next weekend's Indy 500 Memorial Race. James Hinchcliffe, Elio Castroneves qualify second and third to start up front. And Formula One is mourning the passing of the legendary Jack Brabham. He's passed away at the age of 88, won championships in F1 in the 50s and 60s. He was the father of then-modern-day driver Jeff Brabham. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.